You know, it's funny. When you work on debris flows, you always have this kind of holy grail thing of having witnessed one. If you've ever seen concrete coming out of the back of a cement mixer, that's the same consistency as a debris flow, only you put in really, really large boulders, and that is what creates the rapid.
If you stand at the brink of Toroweep Overlook and toss a penny into the Grand Canyon, the falling coin would hit the Colorado River 2 minutes later. If a park ranger is standing there, she'll arrest you because your penny might bounce off a river runner approaching Lava Falls. 2 minutes, 3,000 feet, straight down. Creep up to the edge, toes and fingers gripping every available crevice and cranny in the rim rock. If the wind is blowing just right, you can hear the waves crashing in Lava Falls. Go ahead, uncover your eyes, look into the abyss. Monstrous waves, the ledge hole, the V-wave, the humpback chub. A maelstrom of crazy whitewater, the most notorious rapid in America.
At Toroweep, the beauty is jaw-dropping. Framed by dark volcanic rocks. All around, lava poured from vents on the rim and frosted the steep cliffs into the canyon. It must have been a hissing, seething spectacle when molten rock hit Cold River. Basalt repeatedly filled the canyon and created dams across the Colorado, some of them 2,300 feet high, backing lakes upstream as far as southern Utah. Do those lava dams explain what makes Lava Falls so spectacular and so scary? Actually, no. Like most major rapids in Grand Canyon, Lava Falls was formed by rocks swept into the river by floods from side canyons.
Look across to the other side to a tributary called Prospect Canyon. You can see the black outline of basalt that made it across the river and up into Prospect 400,000 years ago. The Colorado was able to erode through the dam relatively quickly, but Prospect is still trying to cough that last basalt out of its channel. Prospect Canyon drains about 665 square miles. It can collect a lot of water during storms. Flash floods leap over a 1,000-foot cliff not far from the confluence with the Colorado River. Water shoots off that cliff like a fire hose, then scours out tons of cobbles and huge boulders. The rock and water mix in a slurry like wet concrete, called a debris flow, that spews into the Colorado's main channel. In the 20th century, six big debris flows came down Prospect, more than any other tributary in Grand Canyon.
Bob Webb, a U.S. Geological Survey hydrologist, was camped at Lava on a rainy river trip in March 1995.
We decided to go to bed, and I was listening in my tent, and I heard this really loud roar coming from over in the vicinity of the rapid, and I thought, boy, that's unusual. But it wasn't until we got up the next morning and saw all these waterfalls going off all around us. First glimpse we had of it, the rapid was 60% constricted by a debris flow coming out of Prospect Canyon. The river was being forced over to the right and was a whole lot faster rapid than it normally is because there was so much flow going down that right side. Nothing was recognizable. The big wave was gone. Water was going over the black rock. The V waves were gone. The ledge hole was gone. There was nothing that looked similar to today's rapid.
Webb and his crew decided the rapid was unrunnable, so they waited until the Colorado flushed most of the new obstruction downstream, then took their chances. They learned once again that Grand Canyon is subject to change without notice at the whims of rock and water. I'm Rose Hauck.
And I'm Michael Collier for KNAU, Arizona Public Radio.